Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
Welcome to our 650 AM WSM Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Hi, this is Charlie Matos. Friday, April 24th, 2009, Bill Cody celebrated his 15th anniversary at WSM Radio, and we had a few surprises for Bill. Welcome to part one of this special podcast. Relive the fun with in-studio guests Sarah Buxton, King Billy, and Songwriters Hall of Famer Whitey Schaefer, plus visits from Fox 17's Charlie Chase, Larry Gatlin, Michael Martin Murphy, Hall of Famers Sonny James, and many members of our WSM staff.
Now, from the heart of America's Music City, the news and information you need, and true country music all day. The legend.
650 AM, WSM.
Nashville.
Jerry Minshall here in the WSM newsroom, and Bill Cody, what an absolutely great day. Your 50th anniversary at WSM.
No.
50 years.
15.
I'm sorry. 15 years at WSM. I was just going by how you look, Bill. Just kidding. Just kidding. Happy 15th anniversary, Bill, and may you have another 15 and many, many more at WSM.
Good morning and happy weekend. Nashville's most accurate and dependable forecast from the Springer Mountain Farms Weather Center. Mostly sunny skies, gusty southwest winds, high today of 86, partly cloudy 59 tonight, mostly sunny, windy 85 tomorrow. Sunday, mostly sunny, gusty south winds, high of 83. I'm WSM staff meteorologist John Weatherby.
Nice touch, Charlie.
Well, I was going to be the first to wish you, but when you have the authoritative voice of Jerry Minshall, I thought I would bequeath that honor to Jerry. That will be the first of many this morning.
What a set of pipes. 27 till 6, 533, humidity 56%, south wind at 7, and 66 degrees in America's Music City.
Whew. I had to put the air on this morning in the house.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was 71 when I got in. And it was just, and I like to sleep even in the summertime with the big comforter on me, so I like it cool around, and it was not cool around when I woke up this morning. So.
Do you run a fan?
I do not run a fan. Maybe I should.
I run a fan year-round.
For the breeze or for the noise?
Mainly for the noise.
Uh-huh.
The breeze works, you know, just depends on how you feel, but I'm like you. I like to get under those covers.
Mm-hmm.
Got a special blanket that my daughter got me for Christmas a few years ago that replaced the old special blanket that I had. And just snuggle up under there, and even in July and August, you will find the fan running, and Billy all snuggled up under his burnt orange blanket there. It's got this soft, fibrous feel that you just kind of want to, like a sleeping bag, you just want to curl up inside that thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
But I love that white noise. And then, in addition to a fan, I've got a sound machine that just goes that my wife got me a few years ago.
Really?
And then a vaporizer, one of those cool mist vaporizers, which, let me tell you, this winter, instead of running it just, you know, when I was stopped up or throat problems or whatever, I ran it all winter long. And why is the phone, are you setting me up for something today on my 15th anniversary?
I wouldn't say that.
I have three. In an effort, yes, sir. President Obama,
yes, sir,
to conserve energy, I have no less than three things, electrical apparati, running so that I can sleep like a little baby Billy boy.
It reminds me of the band, who I actually can't remember who it was, and if I did, they would remain nameless anyway. But remember, they came in studio, there were five or six of them, and they said, you know, we're gonna do this tour, and we're gonna be environmentally conscious, and we're gonna like promote, like, you know, save the ozone and fuel economy.
King Billy.
Yeah. So then when we handed out parking passes, the five of them, how many cars you guys got? I think we got six. I'm like, well, apparently that tour has not yet begun now. So now, you know, on the Larry King Show, because you can take calls from all over the world. You know, like Bangkok, Thailand for Bill Cody.
Hello, so, Cleveland.
But we have several invited callers. So, invited caller, I would like you to say good morning to Mr. Bill Cody this morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Listen, on my way to work over at Fox 17 every morning, I listen to all this ranting and raving that you guys go through. just out of curiosity, by the way, let me just back up a minute. Minshall has one of the most authoritative voices in this town. If he says you've been there 50 years, get over it.
It's on the radio. It must be true.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, I spent some time over there at the Big 650, 10 years, as a matter of fact, and I wanted to be one of the first or maybe the first and a half to call up and say, happy 15th anniversary, Bill.
The voice of Charlie Chase, the other most authoritative voice in this town, belongs to this guy.
No. Hey, listen, and I've mentioned to you several times before, on my way into work, I like to listen to you guys, see what's going on. And you always have your little rants and raves and all that. Do you guys pay attention to what you say?
Generally, no.
No.
I'm getting that impression. I mean, yesterday, when you're enlightening Charlie on the thrills and fun of chewing gum laxatives, as well as the location of all the hygiene products in the drugstore up there in Cross Plains, I thought to myself, they don't even know they're on the air.
It's like Ralph Emery's on the air. Yeah. Well, what's happening in the world of Fox 17 mornings with you and Kelly Sutton, Charlie?
Oh, my gosh. You know, Kelly, bless her heart. She's, I think, about 5 or 6 weeks from delivery of her first child, and she is just thrilled to death. I mean, we're all giving her wonderful support, telling her about all the wonderful things that are going to happen, like she's never going to be able to sleep through the night for the next 3 or 4 years. You know, things like that.
Yeah, and sure.
Yeah, so she's very excited, so we're thrilled for her. And we're on the air again this morning, as per usual. And our special guest, by the way, if I can get in a blatant plug, is Denise Austin. Now, you talk about somebody who's raring and ready to go first thing in the morning. It's Denise Austin.
She has been a guest on this show. It's been a while, but I know exactly of what you speak. I mean, you feel like a slug after she's appeared on your show and really bad for being in such poor shape, you know?
Do you really?
Now, you've got to recount in your WSM history the interview that you had when Harold Hinsley interviewed you, or you interviewed Kyle Cantrell. I'm trying to remember which one it was. Weren't you Harold's assistant for a while?
Let's see. I was the PD there for a while.
Yeah.
And Kyle Cantrell, I think it's the story you're going for.
Yes, exactly. I know where you're going.
Okay. Kyle had just gotten out of MTSU in Murfreesboro. And for those of you, this goes back, I think, about 81 or 82. And Kyle has turned out to be one of the most wonderful authorities on country music, just a town crier for country music. And he walked in, and one of the things I asked him is, well, Kyle, have you ever been arrested? Yeah, as part of the job interview. I said, you ever been arrested? He said, no. I said, why? You know, everybody in the industry is going, well, I mean, that's one of the qualifications. You don't necessarily put it down on the old job app. But he thought I was serious, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wanted to make sure he got all the answers right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told him, I said, look, you know, later on, all the questions will be multiple choice, and we're going to play for prizes. And anyway, Kyle turned out to be one of the most wonderful employees we had over there, too.
Well, catch me up on Lori Ann these days.
Oh, Lori Ann and I are doing the Crook and Chase show, going back into production here in the next few weeks. For those of you who are fans of the show, thank you for asking, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
We are in our 26th year as a broadcast team. And, you know, people have often said you're the longest running broadcast team that we know of that's ever been on the air. And that's all the Regis and Kelly, Regis and Kathy Lee, and Entertainment Tonight, even going back to Huntley Brinkley and those kind of guys. So we're proud to say we've been on the air 26 years in both radio and or television, well, in radio or television at the same time for 26 years. So we're back at it again.
If you just joined us and you recognize that voice immediately, it's Charlie Chase this morning. Thank you for being so kind to call early on the way to the studio, Charlie.
Well, listen, you have meant a lot to this community. Congratulations on 15 years. I remember when you first came in here. I said, man, he's going to fit right in. And I think you and I met when you first came into town.
Actually, you and I, our paths had crossed a couple of times. You were always so kind to me when I was in San Antonio, and I would come up here from my old alma mater at KKYX in San Antonio to do fanfare and the CMAs and all that sort of thing. And both you and Lori Ann were always so kind even before I got to town.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. You you do a wonderful job. You're a real pro. We're lucky to have you here, and you fit right in the community. So here's to 15 more. And Mr. Maddow's there. That's one of your biggest cheerleaders. He has done a lot you know, just to contribute to the show in the morning. He got in touch with me the other day. We had a nice chat. First time I chatted with him. And one of these days, I'd love to come out and say hello to you guys in person. Okay?
You're welcome anytime, Charlie. Bring Kelly with you sometime after she gets through this whole baby delivery routine, and just come sit in with us. We'd love it.
You got it. You got it. Guys, have a wonderful day. Happy anniversary again, Bill. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie Chase.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, I think we have peaked too soon here, Charlie.
Oh, no. No, trust me.
No, really?
We will peak. We have started on a high note, but we will continue to peak. I hope, anyway.
That's right. We're going to go back and revisit the 9 o'clock hour, the fastest 9 o'clock hour in radio with Larry Wayne Gatlin. Larry Gatlin was in here yesterday, and we don't want the early audience to miss out on what that 9 o'clock outfit got yesterday. And if you heard it, you certainly want to hear it again.
I thought Robin Williams was quick, and he is, that might be a race right there between the mind of Robin Williams and the mind of Larry Gatlin. They've got to be one and two. You
know? And he was in town again last night. He was the host for the debut of the Thursday Classics Opera here on WSM. It's been a month or so ago. And those of you who were there for that or have heard segments, the O Canada segment that we had so much fun with that he did, where Eddie Stubbs was fielding questions from the audience. We may have to go back and play that early. But Larry was in town hosting Charlie Pride's tribute last night as a part of Thursday Classics, and they were at the Ryman Auditorium. Mandy Barnett was in town, so was Lori Morgan. And thanks for getting up early and getting started at 18 till 6 o'clock.
Coffee, Country, and Cody, 650 AM, WSM.
Thank you, Hank. I appreciate you dropping in this morning. Hank Jr. on 650 AM, WSM, to talk about, well, I'm certain you're not going to talk about me in 15 years at WSM. What is on your mind this
morning? You know, this is a free country and free speech, and I'm going to put mine out there. Mm-hmm. And I got a whole hell of a lot of people that agree with me. Uh-huh. The way the country is right now, let's face it, y'all, we're in a state here that voted 2-1 the other way, okay? And our neighbor in Kentucky.
I got that.
So, you know, this guy's not the most famous cat in the world in a lot of this country. And some of the business practices... Our T-shirts this year say, I'll keep my freedom, my guns, my money, and my religion, and you can keep your change. Hank Williams, Jr.
Was he talking about our business practices?
I'm not really sure. You know, the good part about that tour shirt is it's pretty much applicable anytime over the past three decades or the three to come, probably. just keep the same shirt. So
Was actually Hank on President Barack Obama.
You need to pick up the hotline, sir.
Okay. WSM, good morning.
Well, good morning from Bill's Buckeye Bunch.
Jeff Kaplan.
Hey, happy anniversary, man. This is just terrific.
It is. So good to hear from you, buddy.
Well, I can't match Chase or anybody else that's going to be calling all those big deals in Nashville. But you got a great group here that is rooting for you and listens to you online. And there is nobody better. I'm just delighted to be a friend and to hear the show and wish you many, many more.
Well, you know, over my 15 years, one of the things that I miss the most is you. When Jeff was the CEO at Baptist, and we literally met on what we thought was my deathbed at Baptist back in fall of 2001, yep. And became fast friends as a result, and have maintained that friendship. And Jeff left. Was at Vanderbilt for a time and then went to the Ohio State University, a year and a half or 2 years ago?
How long has it been? Just about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Right.
He's the only person other than Charlie that I can always call at like 4:30 or 5 in the morning and know that he will be up. He's amazing. And things at the U okay up there?
Everything is great. We get up early to listen to your show. We got everybody at Ohio State with their favorites tuned to WSM online, and we look forward to listening to you for many, many more years. You just do a great job, and you're a great friend, and you get your crew up here to come up to us, see how real football is played. This fall.
You know, you got to tell them quickly, Jim Tressel had a spring game, Ohio State's Buckeyes had a spring game here the other day, and tell them who you ran into,
It was spring practice, actually. Our spring game is tomorrow, but I went over to practice, and I looked to the other side, and I said, Coach, that guy looks familiar. He said, Jeff, that's Phil Fulmer. Phil came up not looking for a job, but it was just he was invited up to kind of see what we were doing and talk to the team, and I had a chance to spend some time with him. He's a great guy, very nice guy.
Well, partner, thank you so much for checking on me this morning. Well, it means a lot that you would call.
I wish you and your family the best. I thank Charlie for letting me know about this, and I'll talk to you soon. You all take care.
All right, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hey, Bill Cody, it's Bonita Allen. Congratulations. Some people only have 15 minutes of fame. You've had 15 years. We all know you're too good looking for radio anyway. Congratulations.
Hey, Bill, it is Chris Kulik, and happy 15 years. We appreciate you.
Bill Cody, Dave Hewitt here. First, I'd like to say, you so crazy. But seriously, man, congratulations on 15 years with WSM. I am honored to be the man that gets to be your opening act every morning. Here's to 15 more, buddy.
Do it, Davey. You're so crazy. He loves that Little Richard thing much. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. That's some of the voices that you never hear on radio here on 650 AM WSM, behind the scenes folks. Of course, Dave, you hear overnights, and Bonita Allen, who did traffic with us for a long time. She's in WSM sales these days. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock, and Chris Kulik, our general manager. Bill at WSMonline.com is my email address. And Larry Gatlin, if you missed him late in the show yesterday, the fastest hour in radio history, maybe. Hang on, it's coming.
Coffee Country and Cody, 650 AM
over and over again. Falling in love alone is easy. Staying in love alone ain't easy at all. This time's gonna be different, 'cause I'm taking somebody with me when I fall. She's standing right here beside me, holding on to me like she's never gonna let me go. I don't know if it's forever, but love never felt any better. That's all I know. Falling in love alone is easy, staying in love alone ain't easy at all. Cause I'm taking somebody with me when I fall. Every time I fell in love before, I always did it by myself. But then an angel walked up to me and said, cowboy, you look like you could use a little help. I'm taking somebody with me when I fall. Yeah, this time's gonna be different, 'cause I'm taking somebody with me when I fall. Gonna be different, 'cause I'm taking somebody with me when I fall.
That's Larry Catlin.
There's a little country record for you.
50 AM WSM. Morning, old hoss.
What are you doing, boy?
Well, it seems that no matter where I go, I can't escape the Gatlins, because I was playing George Jones and Tammy Wynette just before I played Taking Somebody With Me, and you said, you know that that's the Gatlin family singing in the background with George and Tammy, don't
well,
you?
Well, you know, the brothers, and I think I have this right.
Tammy and George had some backup. Were Dave and Sugar their backup group for a while? Because they were.
They
worked with Charlie, and maybe they went out on their own, or they were thinking maybe they would go with. I may have the story all confused. Anyway, that would be like me if I had the story confused. I called Tammy when I found out she needed. Maybe that was what somebody called me and told me that she needed backup singers. I called George and Tammy. We had done our first little recording session here in town with Fred Foster at Monument. But the kid, we didn't have enough money to come to town. I couldn't bring them to town. So I called Tammy. I said, and I didn't know her really well, but she was very sweet because I hadn't been in town very long myself at that time. And tell me what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, Tammy, the kids. I had a little senior. I just left the building there for
all
a
right.
minute.
All right. Now you're talking faster than you can listen.
Well, there you go. Then I can listen. So I called Tammy. She was very gracious. She said, "Why, sure. Have them come to come over and audition, you know, sing for me." So I called them, and they came to town. I called Rudy, and he was at Globe Discount. He was working in the Houseware Hardware and Automotive at Globe Discount in Lubbock. Steve was part-time teaching. I don't remember what LaDonna was doing. I said, "You want to come audition for Tammy Wynette?" And Rudy said, "Yes, I do." He hung up the phone and walked, took his apron off and walked out of Hardware, Houseware, and Automotive. And they came and auditioned. She gave a job. They sang back up with her for a couple of years until we kind of got our little thing going. She was always very supportive.
Huh.
And when it was time for us to start our deal, she, you know, didn't say, "You can't leave me," and all that. I mean, she was very nice. But that's them singing on Golden Ring, Golden Ring. And
I talked to Fred Foster for a GAC TV special about the 50th anniversary of Studio B. And we were talking about people that came to him early and the people he signed, and that all his people sounded different, whether it was Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson, Larry Gatlin. But who brought you to Fred Foster? Because he said that you didn't say a word during that entire process, and that once you were signed, you have not stopped talking since. That was Fred's recollection.
When somebody is offering you a job, shut up.
Until you've secured
the
job.
In this day and age, if somebody offers me one, I will shut up. Another. Well, Dottie, I had done... we did a song called Rain. And Snuffy Miller, Bill Anderson's old drummer, tapped his keys in his pocket. We did it in Dottie's living room. The brothers and I did it on this little tape recorder, whatever those are. Mm. And Dottie had a tape of it, and she played it for Kris Kristofferson one night. Kris was over at the house late, and they were songwriting and stuff. And Kris loved it. Well, a couple of days later, he was doing a session with Fred at Monument. And Dottie said, "Let's go hear Kris. Let's go to the session." So we went in there, and Kris was in the middle of, an old Red Lane song called The Valley of the Never Do No Good. You know that song, Terry? All right. Kris was recording it, and he stopped the middle of the deal and said, looked through the window when he saw me there. He said, "Dottie, is that you?" She said, "Yeah." And he said, "You still got that tape from them kids from Texas? I want Fred to hear it." So we stopped the session. I drove home to Dottie's house, came back and got the tape. They played it. Stopped the session, all the musicians sitting there, and Fred said, son, come out to Monument. Let's talk about making, as he called them, electrophonical phonograph recordings." So I went out there, and I sat there and shut up. And Mr. Atkins had turned us down the week before, because Chet was very gracious also, and he said, "I don't know much about doing groups. I said, I'll take you as a single. I'll record you." I said, "Sir, I appreciate that. I can't believe I'm turning down Chet Atkins, but said our dream since we were little kids was to sing music together. Thank you very much, but that's in my heart. I want to sing with my brothers and my sister." And he was very gracious, and Fred, you know, got it, the group thing, and that's it. Have we used up my whole hour?
Larry Gatlin, the most talented and handsome of all the Gatlin brothers.
250 shows a year.
You're bound to like one of them.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on The Legend. 650 AM WSM.
All the gold in California is in a
wheels in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you've played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game, a brand new game.
A little text message for Larry Gatlin here. OMG. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Larry needs to be a stand-up comedian. He is hilarious. I've just decided that listening to this is going to have to be my lunch today. I can't do any work until the interview is complete. Sue, who works for Script Networks, the home of Great American Country Television, in the Knoxville office.
Well, God love you, Sue. Get out more. I tell people, you don't have to be full of beans to be in show business, but it really helps. You know?
You
thank you, Sue.
You are so natural on stage. You ever think about it before you go out, or do you just walk out there?
Not
Marty Stewart and I were talking about it, 'cause he has that same ability. You know, he said, somebody told me a long time ago, Hoss, you need to save it for the red light. When the red light's on, do your thing.
Turn on, that's right. No, I've been around a lot of weird, wonderful, wacky people, and I remember those things. But I just kind of go with the flow. And here's what happens. Every now and then, it gets you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, we've had some disc jockeys and famous people who've said things over the air when they're trying to be funny, and they push and they just keep going and it keeps building, and all of a sudden they get to that edge of that cliff and they just go ahead and jump right off, you know? That, and they really aren't the kind of, they didn't really mean all of that. I don't even want to get into that. Let's talk about something else. Okay, I was in a bathtub in Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
Should have been there. No, maybe not. What I meant was, when I wrote this song. And it's early for tenor singers. I thought I was mad at Nashville. I was really just mad at me. I'd worn out my welcome in Nashville. My career wasn't all I'd hoped it would be. So I moved back home to Texas, and I've loved every minute. But I got a little thing here called a heart, and it's got a lot of Nashville in it. So can I come home to my home away from home? Will there be any open arms for me? To rock my soul in the bosom of Tennessee. Can I come home to good old Music City, USA? Hey, 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 hey. Can I come home to my home away from home? Say, Nashville, what do you say? Can I come back to the Opry, come back to Music Row, hang some with some old buddies, write songs with some young guns I'm getting to know. Can I have a little touch of gravy down at Haptown's Meeting 3? I pray that Nashville has not forgotten me. So can I come home to my home away from home? Will there be that wrong chord? Be any, that capo didn't slide up far enough. Be any open arms for me to rock my soul in the bosom of Tennessee. You guys quit looking. This is radio. This ain't TV. You don't get to see me with my hair not combed. Can I come home to good old Music City, USA? Hey, can I come home to my home away from home? Say, Nashville, what do you say? We did that at the Opry, and people stood up and, oh, I mean, we did it at the Ryman Auditorium back in April of last year, and people in the audience stood up and opened their arms up and said, come on home. Jerry Crutchfield stood up and said, come on home, Gatlin, we need you. And that's what Nashville's done. It's opened its arms again to me. I missed it, and I'm glad to be back. And that's the truth.
That's Larry Gatlin. You heard it live on 650 AM WSM. He's going over to visit with the folks who are looking in this morning. Hey, I want you, quickly, before we go to the break, I want you to talk about you just finished a new album, The Availability, on Curb Records. We were bragging about your buddy Mike Curb there a little bit ago and his start of Walk of Fame. But when is this going to be available to the Gatlin fans?
Well, we think the single is going to be out in the next 4 to 6 weeks, something like that. We're going to do it on the Mike Huckabee show in June the 27th. And we're going to sneak the album out there, sneak the new single out. I can't really tell you about it. It's a surprise. Mm-hmm. But the folks at Curb have been wonderful. They love music, and they love the Gatlin Boys. We're grateful for that. Mike has given how much time you got? 1 minute. I'll tell you quick. I was in front of Carnegie Hall thanking God for my blessings. Rumor has it I was smoking a good cigar, and unlike one of our presidents, I did inhale. Okay. And I was standing there smoking this cigar. That's a rumor. And thanking God for my blessings, one of which was that I had sung at Carnegie Hall that was across the street. I said, thank you, Lord. And by the time my phone rang, Gatlin, it's Rick Perry, the governor of the great state of Texas. What you doing, boy? I said, Governor, I'm smoking a cigar, thanking God for my blessings, standing across the street from Carnegie Hall. He said, you know an old boy named Mike Curb? He wants to talk to you. Well, we got together about a totally different matter than our music. But what happened was, out of that, we started a friendship. We didn't really know each other. And I said, Mike, I said, if I were 25 years old and I sang you these 12, played you these 12 songs my brothers and I have done, I believe you'd offer me a publishing contract and a record contract. He said, Gatlin, I don't care how old you are. I love your songwriting and I love your brothers. I want to hear every song you write the rest of your life. I said, put that in writing. And he did.
Coffee Country, Bill Cody and Larry Gatlin on 650 AM WSM.
Hi, this is Eddie Stubbs. Billy Boy, want to wish you a heartfelt congratulations on your 15th anniversary with WSM. You've been brightening a lot of mornings for all these years. Here's to the next 15 years.
Hey, Bill, this is Jonathan Buchanan, and I just wanted to say congratulations on 15 years here at WSM, and I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to work with you and Charlie in the mornings and videotape you guys mastering your craft.
Hey, Bill, Jason Cooper here. Congratulations on your 15 years, and here's you a great big radio hug.
Hey, Bill Cody, it's John Walker. Congratulations on 15 years. Here's to the best year ever. But how do you improve on number one?
Oh!
Brother, let me tell you something. I can go Hank Williams Jr. in just a matter of a second or so.
22 minutes till 7 o'clock. It is 6:38. Email the show, bill@wsmonline.com. Thanks, guys.
Coffee, Country, and Cody. We'll be right back on 6:50 a.m. WSM.
Let's go to the woods, let's go to the water, and make a stop by Freedman's Army Navy at 21st Avenue in Blair and South Hillsborough Village. And everything you need to go inside the outdoors, what this man is going to recommend in the next couple of minutes here, is right there from Frank Freedman and all his associates. Well, get after it, buddy.
Well, go to Freedman's, pick you up some jigs, some spinnerbaits, some crankbaits, but probably one of my favorites is topwater baits. Whether that's a Popar, a Zero Spook, anything on topwater, it's tournament time. I'm headed out to Percy Priest Lake right now. Normally, I don't like to call, but I'm on the mobile phone, but I'm headed to the water. want to say hi to Johnny and Larry Lane. They were out on the boat dock last week at Faith Sanders and start talking about – I get tired of people talking about Bill Cody. Look, I love the guy, but don't ask me about him. Ask me something about me. I got 5 years over Cody on WSM, and nobody wants to know about me.
Well, Joey's going Hank Williams Jr. on us here.
I want to talk about me, brother. I didn't come here to talk about you and 20-year-old records. I came here to talk about me.
Lions Club tournament tomorrow to celebrate Bill Cody's 15th anniversary. We're going to have the Lions Club tournament out on Percy Priest Lake. It's a benefit tournament, so you're going to see me out there. Be fishing with a friend of mine, John Biter, out of that big Triton boat. We're right on a new moon, so I'm very excited. Surface temperatures right now are hitting the 60s with that south wind they're promising for tomorrow. It's going to churn up the water. I'm going to be fishing the north side of the lake because the south wind is going to churn that up a little bit. Bass, crappie, everything's moving. They're in 2 to 8 feet of water, relatively shallow, pretty easy to catch. Turkey season rolls on. There's going to be at least an elk season for a few people in October. They're drawing for that here pretty quick. The draw for that ends May 31st, October, sometime in October. I can't remember which, but I'll check back on that. They're going to have an elk season for at least five people on that draw. See lightning on the water? I did yesterday. Get off. I got off, and boy, it just started clapping thunder and lightning all around me. Snake awareness we're going to talk about next week, but this week it's all about my buddy Bill Cody. You can tell when I love somebody, I've fished with him, and I've fished with Bill Cody a couple times. They've been memorable. I have a picture of us from a creek wading trip that I keep on my desktop on my computer. It was just a real great day. We had Zoe the Wonder Dog, Bill Cody, and me. It doesn't get any better than that, unless you're tuned in for the last 15 years to two of the legends, Bill Cody and 650 WSM. I love you, buddy.
There's a long black train. The legend, 650 AM WSM.
650 AM WSM. It's time to dig back into our past with Cody's Country Classic.
And on my 15th anniversary and the eve of the Country Music Marathon, half marathon, I thought about Running with the Wind from Eddie Rabbit. Running Behind, Tracy Lawrence, seemed very appropriate for men built like Bill and Charlie. There was Running Bear from Sonny James. I mean, there's a whole list of running songs. Running Kind from Merle Haggard. Oh, boy, that's strong. But then I started thinking about how this year they're going to spot the elite women 15 minutes. And if the men in the elite category don't pass them, they get a $10,000 bonus for winning the race. What does the winner get normally, Charlie? I know the Boston Marathon is like $150,000 on Patriots Day. Do you have that information over there? Well, this seemed appropriate for all the ladies who are going to. Do you have it now?
$10,000 for the winner of the men, $10,000 for the winner of the women, and then $10,000 to the winner of the 15-minute stagger start.
Okay.
So potentially $20,000.
Well, this is for you, girls, from Tammy Wynette.
Today's the day you're telling him that he's got to set you free, and that being one man's woman brings you down. But before you throw away what you think you don't want today, don't give it up for the new life that you found. Run, woman, run. Go back to him and fix things up the very best you can. Tell him you missed him while you were gone. Run, woman, run back to your You're a young girl, so understand. It's so hard to find a man who comes home every night to only you. You may not find true love again, so go home while you still can, and find a way to work it out
with your man. Run, woman, run. Go back to him and fix things up the very best you can. Tell him you missed him while you were gone. Run, woman, run back to your man. Run, woman, run back to your man.
Well, we can customize the lyrics for the marathon. Run, woman, run. Run just fast enough to beat that man and pick up another 10 grand. See, man and grand, that rhymes. Just a thought. I was just going by the title. Run, woman, run. The women get a 15-minute, again, the elite women, and I guess this is for the pros, they know who they are if you're in the elite category. Like if Charlie and I went down and filled out an application, you think they'd say, well, now y'all need to be over here in this line. This is the elite line.
Could y'all just start down near that Bellmead Kroger and just come up West End at your own pace?
So what does an elite runner, on average, finish a marathon in?
I think, and I'll see if I'm right.
26.3, right?
Yeah, 26.2, I think.
Okay.
I want to say the male winner in the Boston Marathon was about 208, and the women's was about 232, maybe, somewhere in that neighborhood. Okay. So, you know, not, you, I don't think you can break 2 minutes, 2 hours for a marathon, but 207, 208, 209, I think is a really good time.
All right. Well, run, women, run, and get you extra 10 grand, something they're doing differently. It's the this is all to do with the 10th anniversary of the Country Music Marathon tomorrow.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody coming up on 650 AM WSM. It's the ultimate country music fan experience.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit springermtn.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.